jarring, disgusting, disappointing, and disturbing.
That's how 30-year-old Madison Gertz of Wilmington felt after she and her wife found unauthorized cameras in their Airbnb. Gertz and her wife Danielle had rented a beautiful home through Airbnb with great reviews and promises of a stunning view in a remote town in Port Orford off the southern coast of Oregon. They wanted to get away from Wilmington, enjoy some beautiful scenery, and celebrate their marriage, just the two of them.
You know, we're on our honeymoon, we're going to be intimate, and as far as we knew, we were the only people who was going to see anything.
They quickly learned that couldn't be further from the truth. On the second day of their honeymoon, she said her wife noticed a light in the corner of the bedroom while they were being intimate.
She said, "Oh my God, there's a camera." And so we stood up and I ran over and I unplugged it. And by run over, I mean I ran downstairs and unplugged it.
They quickly found a second camera also pointed at the bed. She called Airbnb's emergency line for assistance.
I think the first tip that I should have gotten that this was going to go awry was the fact that when I called Airbnb's emergency hotline and I told them, you know, my wife and I were having sex and we noticed there's a camera there because I'm an adult and I just wanted to tell them what's going on, the guy started laughing.
What Gertz described next was like a scene straight out of a horror movie.
It was scary to know someone's watching you at 11 o'clock at night in the middle of nowhere. Like, no one's heard of Port Orford. For a reason. It's a very small town, and thinking, oh my God, I'm in a house that someone's watching me, and I don't know who this person is. It's my honeymoon, I'm naked, and there's a criminal who is seeing everything that's going on, and they could come in the house right now, because also the front door didn't lock.
The couple left the home immediately, with Airbnb finding them alternate accommodations about an hour and a half away. Gertz had rented the unit through Airbnb, which was managed by Vacasa, an international vacation rental management company based in Portland, Oregon. She said cameras were not disclosed on the listing. Airbnb, according to its policy, allows cameras, but only in common areas, and those cameras have to be disclosed in the listing. Cameras in private areas like bedrooms and bathrooms are forbidden. Vacasa, per its own policies, doesn't allow any indoor cameras. A spokeswoman told WDEL in an email they take situations like these very seriously and consider safety and privacy of guests a top priority. They say cameras, even when visible to guests, directly violate their policy. The spokeswoman says they also apologized to Madison and Danielle. An Airbnb spokesman responded similarly, citing privacy being a priority. Both Airbnb and Vacasa said they removed the property from their platforms so no one can stay there again. We've covered the topic of hidden cameras in Airbnbs before on Jet Set. After stories made national headlines about families, they made national headlines, including a family in Cork, Ireland, who discovered a tiny hidden camera inside a smoke detector in a living room, and another instance in China, where a guest found a hidden camera in a Wi-Fi router. Policies aside, Gertz says she's disappointed that neither agency has gone far enough to protect her.
Vacasa finally picked up my phone call yesterday after a week of knowing that the host admittedly said, yes, I put cameras there because I knew there was going to be a reservation.
She believes this homeowner took advantage of what he knew about their stay and placed those cameras accordingly.
So when we book our reservations, you have the option of leaving a note for the host. And so I always do that just to say, hey, this is who I am and this is what we're doing in this town. And so it has my picture, and my picture is the two of us. And I said, you know, we'll just been married, and we're starting our honeymoon, and we're so excited. Can't wait to stay in your house.
She's speaking out now, sharing her travel horror story in hopes friends and family don't experience similar invasions of privacy in Airbnb or Vacasa rentals, both of which she said she'd never use again.
Airbnb was always our trusted source for accommodations anywhere. And now we feel like our trust has been betrayed, and we don't want our friends and family and other unsuspecting guests to be videotaped without their knowledge. I mean, it's a huge invasion of privacy. We were in an area where we had a reasonable expectation of privacy. This experience robbed us of that.
Madison says she's only now realizing the full extent of how this invasion of privacy has affected her.
My wife and I are going through, you know, really digesting this whole experience. I'm finding myself looking around for cameras when we go to Target or at the gas station. And I'm starting to realize just how deeply it's affected me.
Gertz did get a full refund, but money is the least of her worries.
I want to know that my wife and I aren't on Pornhub, you know, being watched by all kinds of people. And especially on our honeymoon. Like, that was really the kicker, too. You know, it's a sacred time, and I feel like Airbnb stole that from us.
Bokassa says it stands ready to fight with Gertz and her wife for them. A spokeswoman tells WDEL the homeowner has reported the incident to the local police department. Bokassa says they'll support Gertz and her wife in whatever course of action they choose to take with law enforcement. Gertz has said she plans to file with police in Oregon and get an attorney, but she also had a message for the homeowner.
If it was by mistake, everyone makes them, but please delete that, and please get rid of your cameras, and please be a good person, and do not profit on my marriage with my wife. If it was on purpose, you know, well, there's laws for that, and you should be expected to be arrested.
You're listening to Jet Set. I'm Amy Cherry, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.